This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. With more than 14.7 million confirmed cases of coronavirus and more than 611,000 deaths worldwide, researchers are reporting progress on developing a safe and effective vaccine against COVID-19. Two experimental vaccines have produced strong immune responses in late-stage human trials. That's according to two peer-reviewed studies published Monday in the British medical journal The Lancet. One was developed in a joint venture between Britain's Oxford University and British-Swedish drug maker AstraZeneca, the other by a Chinese biotech firm called CanSino Biologics. The Oxford vaccine is receiving the most attention, with the company having signed agreements with many governments to supply its vaccine if it is proved to be effective and granted regulatory approval. The company has already committed to making 2 billion doses. According to the New York Times, the doses have been administered to more than 10,000 volunteers in Britain, Brazil, and South Africa, with 30,000 participants in the United States set to receive the experimental vaccine next week. As European Union leaders celebrate their historic coronavirus recovery package agreement arrived at today, some regions and countries are bracing for a possible resurgence of infection. Belgium, Sweden, Luxembourg, and Portugal are among those reporting an increase in cases. Parts of Barcelona, Spain, have gone under lockdown. And in Italy, the Lazio region, which includes Rome, has warned of possible lockdowns if more infections are found. Meanwhile, France on Monday imposed a face mask requirement for all indoor public spaces, threatening violators with a $155 fine. You're listening to VOA News.